This is the Jerry Agar Show. Now more with Mark Toohey on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Hey, welcome back. It is great to be talking with you. I really enjoy the opportunity to share some of your morning with you. I am in for Jerry Agar today and tomorrow. He's on holiday. He'll be back Monday. But hopefully, I'm hoping he'll take more holidays this summer, and so we'll get a chance to chat again. There you go. Anyway, I'm babbling now. And that's not because of my next story. I am not under the influence. I am not a cannabis smoker myself. I never have been. I am one of the few people that I know on this planet that have never even taken a puff because I can't even abide the idea that I would inhale smoke. I grew up with asthma in a house where my mom was a two-pack-a-day smoker. And the idea of smoking, I couldn't even think of it. And so that kind of kept me away from a lot of stuff. But you can find in my own neighborhood within about a 30-second walk of my front – well, no, let me be realistic. A two-minute walk of my front door, there are three cannabis shops. It is legal now, but the problem is, so where do you smoke it? Well, one Toronto entrepreneur has an answer. He is the owner and the proprietor of the Grand – Grand Bazaar. He'll tell us in just a moment. It is an indoor and outdoor night and day club on the grounds of Exhibition Place in the heart of Toronto's sort of a beautiful gem down on the waterfront, which has, so, you know, other than the CNA, far too little to do except a few delightful little places. Grand Bazaar is one of them. My guest is the owner-operator of it, Zlatko Starkovsky. Zlatko, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mark. How are you today?
I am well. You have reimagined your space a number of times. Right now, is it fair for me to describe it as sort of a day/night club? And this idea that you're bringing in called Cannabis Carnival sounds like a one-of-a-kind thing. What is it going to be?
We're Grand Bazaar is a restaurant, but it does have swimming pools and plays music. It's a massive outdoor space right in the heart of Exhibition Grounds. And just last weekend, we launched the Cannabis Carnival as well. And, you know, we're taking a proactive approach. As you said earlier, cannabis has legalized in Canada since October 17th, 2018. And, you know, as you know, there's, you know, I think there was a story out that there was 300 or 400 cannabis shops on either Queen or Dundas Street and 2,000 or 3,000 stores in Ontario. There's a lot of places to buy it, but there is really nowhere to smoke it. And we took a proactive approach because we noticed, you know, a lot more people are smoking cannabis and everyone was asking, you know, where do I smoke? Where do I smoke? And it was, you know, causing issues because we're down in the heart of the Exhibition Grounds here. There's playgrounds, there's children, there's people, and it's just, you know, it didn't look good. So, you know, we took some time and researched and said, how do we come up without promoting cannabis? Because that's not what we do. We don't sell it. We don't promote it. But we wanted to create a safe and responsible place for people that smoke it. And, you know, there's a lot of people that do smoke it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, What is the experience like? I come to your place. There's a restaurant, but I know, like, I'm not allowed to smoke cigarettes inside. So I presume I'm not allowed to smoke cannabis outside. What's the smoking environment, and how close is it to those playgrounds you were talking about with kids?
Well, you know, our property, you know, we're very fortunate. We're not in a residential zone as well, but there are parks and other places on the grounds and stuff. And, you know, we notice, you know, there's a lot of concerts in the area and people are just walking around smoking just on the streets and, you know, in the parks. And we said, well, how do we get them off the streets and out of the parks and into a safe, you know, 19-plus zone that's, you know, fenced off, that they can't, that, you know, children can't see, and, you know, just, you know, enjoy their cannabis, but in a safe and responsible manner. You know, part of the pitch was, you know, a lot of people, you know, cannabis now, I don't smoke cannabis either, by the way, so you and I are equals on that. But if I go to a restaurant with someone that's smoking cannabis, they get off their seat and they go around the building to a dumpster and they smoke cannabis quickly. And then they come back and all of a sudden now they're, you know, they've overconsumed in my eyes because they've smoked really quickly and fast just so they can get back for dinner. And, you know, what's the difference if we prohibited alcohol and we went around the corner and downed a Mickey right beside a dumpster? We'd be drunk. And, you know, I said, how do we create an area, because people are carrying cannabis now, just like cigarettes, so that they don't have to, you know, smoke at their condo or smoke. You know, I see people smoking in their cars on the streets, and it's like, well, what's the difference between smoking in your car and drinking a bottle of vodka in your car? You know, there's no difference. So, you know, we're telling people, don't smoke before. You know, you can bring your cannabis here and smoke properly. We've got, you know, we've got paramedics and people just in case someone was to overconsume. But the reality is they can take an Uber, a taxi home, they can walk home, take their bike home. And we're trying to create a really good, you know, reposition it so we can create a safe model for people that can consume and just enjoy it in a fair way. And we've even went, you know, we took a lot of time preparing this. We've got Mothers Against Drinking and Driving as an educational partner, Ontario Cannabis Store educational partner, and CanCell, which is the kind of governing body. They give out licenses to, like, Smart Service to people that sell alcohol. Oh. They CanCell does that for bud tenders. So if anyone's selling cannabis, they have to get a CanCell license. So we're onboarding all of our staff as well, but they're an educational partner as well. So it's the first of its kind. And, you know, we looked at a lot of other cannabis kind of shows and fairs, and a lot of them are promoting cannabis and promoting consumption. And you know, that's their own thing. We're not promoting cannabis and cannabis consumption. We're promoting safety and right. smoking it in a safe and responsible way. And I think people, you know, the stigma, we've got to give cannabis smokers, the benefit of the doubt here that it's now legal, but just give them a proper way so they don't overconsume. Yeah.
I'm talking with Zlatko Starkowski. He's the CEO and president of Grand Bazaar, which is a restaurant with beautiful grounds in the heart of Exhibition Place in downtown Toronto. And he's launched a new initiative called Cannabis Carnival, a place within those grounds where patrons can legally smoke cannabis. A couple of quick questions. I've only got about a minute and a half, Zlatko. But so it sounds like if I'm going there for dinner and I want to consume cannabis, I would get up from the table. I would go to this spot and consume it, but in a much nicer environment than hiding in the back behind the dumpster. But what if I want to go to Grand Bazaar and have dinner and I don't like the smell of cannabis? Am I going to be surrounded with it, or is this area, you know, discreetly tucked away somewhere?
Yeah, no, so we've checked all the boxes. We've abided by the Smoke-Free Ontario Act, which is very, very important. And it's out of the main area. So it's about a 6,000 square foot lounge that's outside. It's we've added some games, and it's fully some immersive activations, so you don't have any secondhand smoke that comes into that area as well. So the answer to your question is no, you won't even see it if you're not a smoker.
Awesome. Zlatko Starkowski, I really appreciate your time on this.
Thank you so much, Mark, and hopefully we can get you down here very soon.
Yeah, I haven't been down there in ages. Thanks very much. I appreciate your time. Take care.
Thank you.
Zlatko Starkowski is the CEO and owner of Grand Bazaar. They've got, I think it's an industry. I'm not a cannabis user, as I said. I do not like the smell of cannabis at all. So I don't like walking through city parks and places where people are smoking. But I also know that we've prohibited them from just about every other place. It's like smokers. There's very few places you can legally smoke now, except those places where you're out in public. I think this might be a good idea. Let's see. I wonder if I want to take some calls on that. If not, I'm going to talk about, if you want to comment on that, if this is a place that you would go to, if you think the idea of going to a nice dinner at a fancy place and then being able to stay within the grounds, but to go off to a nice corner, play some games, smoke some cannabis, and then come back and join your friends or participate, let me know. 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151. But the other question I'm going to ask you when we come back is, do you have a daily face care routine? Are you a regular moisturizer, exfoliator, and an SPF sun blocker? I'm not, and I'll tell you why I'm never going to be when we return.